This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez. Intel's recent Core 2 Duo chip announcement saw the company in full force on the Intel campus in Santa Clara. The Core Duo line is a significant advance, which was highlighted by the presence of the company's top officers like Sean Maloney, Don McDonald, CEO Paul Otellini, and Chairman Craig Barrett. Here's an interview with Craig Barrett from the floor of the Intel Core 2 Duo party.
Craig, I wonder if you could tell me how such a large company like Intel is able to continue to innovate at a high level. You know, the Clayton Christensen book that's making the rounds right now about innovation and the innovator's dilemma talks about how difficult it is for large companies to innovate and keep pushing the envelope on performance in their products.
We do two things. We kind of try to hire the best and brightest engineers anywhere in the world. And then we give them the resources and the tools, and we don't try to tell them from the tops down, this is how you do it. We say, give us your best ideas, and we'll give you the resources, and there won't always be agreement. There'll be disagreements amongst you, and the best ideas will win out. But our job is to hire the best and then to give them the resources to innovate. And I don't think there's a limit on size if you do it in that fashion. If you get too structured and try to dictate from the top, then you can probably get bureaucracy in the way. But we try to do it from a bottoms-up innovation standpoint.
How often does the company look at its own bureaucracy and try to address potential problems that may occur down the road in terms of things gumming up the system?
We try to do that routinely, but I think every once in a while you need to have a very serious look at yourself. We had a serious look at the company back in the mid-80s, then the early 90s when there was a slowdown, and we're having another one today. So about once a decade we try to do a serious inward look at the systems, the bureaucracy, the decision-making, make sure that it's flowing exactly as you'd like it to move.
At least starting in January with the introduction of the Core Duo processing family. This announcement today, is this as important?
Well, anytime you have a major microarchitecture change, and the last one we had was 6 years ago, so this one is a bit overdue, but I think the results are fantastic in terms of industry leadership on every product that we've been introducing. So it's a good day from that standpoint. I think the important part will be going forward that we can continue to do this. And we used to run on effectively a four-year or so cycle. We went 6 years without a major upgrade. We're now going to go back and try to do a two-year cycle. And I think that'll just continue to bring more innovation to the market faster, which is what you have to do if you want to be successful, and bring some excitement back into the business.
Is the roadmap starting to widen? Are there more roads for Intel to have to go down in the future, do you think? Or are things actually coming together in terms of the kinds of products that we might see? Because a lot of people say it's all going toward video.
Well, I think the answer is yes to both directions. The technology requirements are moving more bits and bytes faster. That's video and rich imaging and rich content. So there are more options to follow when you look at mobile, desktop, server space, but we've got a great core, which is the fundamental building block for each one of those three market segments. So what you do is you move that core forward and then kind of modify it to fit the exact form factor you're looking at. So the answer is, yeah, it's more complicated, but also, yeah, it's a little bit simpler because we're going to a kind of a common core architecture.
Okay, Craig Barrett, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Good to see you again.
You too.